I think we're going to have a lovely time today. I feel the presence of God here. I don't know how this is going to pan out, but I do know God is here, and he's wanting to release this message, this basic little message that I have for you today. I want to speak about yielding. Simply yielding. That's an easy word. It's easy to understand. This is going to be basic gospel. But the reason why I feel that I should speak about this is because the last couple of weeks has just been so hard, you know, for a lot of us. I stand back and I look at the church, and some have processed the passing of Sarita. I don't know if you know, there's been families been stood on scorpions, been rushed off to A&E. There's a lot been going on in this body. And I feel like the Lord just saying, guys, just stay yielded unto me. Just stay in my presence, you know? And for a lot of us, I can see in the congregation, because I have the privilege to go and sit in your houses. I go for teas. My wife and I are counseling and just loving you guys, you know? So we're seeing what's happening. And there's elements of us that don't have any problem to process the knocks that sometimes the church has. There are others that have quite mixed emotions and take a little bit longer to process. And that's not wrong. That's absolutely fine. But God says, stay yielded in this moment. So whatever you're feeling, know that it's going to be okay. As long as you stay yielded as unto me. God showed me a group of people, in fact, that are sitting on the outskirts of church. And he's calling us back in. You know, sometimes when we sit on the outskirts of church, we don't really get hectically involved. You know, we miss the odd community group, man. Because it's such a loss, you know. Sometimes we hear voices of the accuser when we are in those moments, when we've taken a step back. But God is saying, stay yielded as unto me. He's saying, come, be a part of this body, of this community. And come be a part of the community groups that there is. You know why? Because we hear God's voice in those places. You know? We hear him speak to us through our brothers and sisters. If we're struggling with something, we can open up in that safe place called community group. This is so easy, guys. But let's do the easy things and make sure we do it well. Amen? So I just want to talk a little bit. Just sort of zoom in a little bit on being yielded as unto him. I want to give you the scripture actually before I speak about Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 in the ESV. It says, trust in the Lord with all your hearts and do not lead on your own understanding. In all things, in all ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your ways. Don't try and work things out in this season. Don't try and work things out in your own ability. You know, yield to him. Trust him. He knows exactly what he's doing. In fact, this season is gonna accelerate us as we finish mourning, as we come out of this tough season. It'll accelerate us into new things. And new places that God has for us. So you might ask, what does it actually mean to be yielded to God? Have you thought of that? Yeah? What does it mean to be absolutely yielded to God? It's a tough question. Easy question to ask. But it's a tough question. For me, yielding to God means absolutely, absolutely, entirely surrendering all. It's our will. It's our control. It's our personal desires. All to the authority of God. And when we do that, we're trusting Him wholeheartedly. We're trusting Him wholeheartedly that You have even better plans for my life. Amen? It's a posture that we take. Instead of resisting, you know, we intentionally start to align, just aligning our life with His will. And when we do that again, what are we saying? We're saying, Lord, You're in absolute control. Your ways are so much higher than mine. It's a conscious act of worship and submission. Like praying, a simple prayer like this. Lord, whatever You want, whenever You want, wherever You want, that's what I want. Simple, eh? So simple. So simple. When we yield to the Lord, we're not looking for moments to be seen. It's such a personal thing, yielding to the Lord. Do you know what I mean when I say we're not looking for those moments to be seen? We're not looking for ministry opportunities or to be seen as the Charlie Big Potato, as they say in England. We have an English lady here somewhere. But it's simply, we're looking for those moments where we are just His. Simple as that. I want nothing, Lord. I just want You to have me. That's all I want. It's saying to the Holy Spirit, you know, you get to this place where you say to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, is there any area in me that is unyielded to You? You know, is there any area in me that is sort of hesitating You or restricting You to a way? And it's coming to the Lord and saying, Lord, if You show me that stuff, it's yielding even more and saying, Lord, have Your way. Show me. And then saying, Lord, I give up this area of my life because I'm not in right standing with what Your word is saying. It's allowing Him in and into the space of your life, into the depths of your spirit, and revealing things that are not yet yielded to you, or to Him, should I say. I think our prayers should be more focused on the person of Christ than, you know, on our little mission. Because we all walk around thinking, oh, there's a plan and a purpose for our lives. And yes, there is, man. There is. But He wants you more than that plan and the mission that is set for your life. It starts from that place of absolutely yielding, Lord. I just want You. I want nothing else. Is this making sense, guys? Is this clear? I mean, it's so simple, isn't it? We at times get to a place where we so in zeal or on fire for God, we want to push down every door and step into those things. I'm not saying that's wrong, but you know, it's like, come on, man. We need to be so infatuated with His love. We need to be so deeply moved by His love that is all we want. And He's wanting that above all. I feel like there's a real lining in the Spirit today where He's calling us. He's saying, church, above all, right now, is I want you to stay yielded as unto me and allow me to work in your life in this season. So when moments like this come, the hard times, when it comes, we pull down the hatches and we buckle in and we yield to the presence of our King. And we say, Lord, you have your way. It's not my way. Oh, man. The presence of God is so beautiful. I want to tell you just a quick little story. I want to tell you my family and my brother-in-law, his brother, he has three brothers. They all live their lives on a crest of a wave. My brother-in-law was a Springbok kneeboarder. He surfed all over the world and he proclaimed God's word when he had opportunity to speak in front of a lot of people on the beach from when he had won an award or whatever the case may be. His middle brother, Sean, got involved in the underground church in Amman and served faithfully there, saw a church arise and advance God's kingdom. And then we have Dale, the youngest brother, the Swatskapi, as they say. And he became a provincial surfer, but lived his life in the party scene, lived his life just withdrawing from the church. He committed his life, but he withdrew from the church. And what happened, he started becoming colder to the things of the Lord. And before you knew it, he was having relationships and doing some weird things and then having a son, you know, and then all of a sudden, before you knew it, his wife went off into Europe again because they weren't married. And things just became so tough and he never understood, but he was living in sin. Sin that kills us. And every year we would get together on the farm where the family would sit together and we'd all eat together. And I'd ask Dale, I said, Dale, where are you with the Lord, man? You know, and he'd say, Warren, I don't know what God's got for me, man. I don't know what God's got for me. End of last year, I think it was November-ish, October, maybe November, he was surfing out of Komiki. At the age of 53, he fell, he got a wave, he was on his board, on the wave, and he had a heart attack, and he fell into the water and drowned. His body then got washed up onto the sea. And at that exact moment, a retired lifeguard was walking and he saw the body wash up onto the sand, and he ran and he grabbed Dale's body and he pulled it into a dry patch, and he tried to resuscitate Dale, but there was no vitals, there was nothing. Do it. He had drowned. And the more he's trying, he doesn't want to give up, this guy. The more he's trying, people are walking past and saying, have respect for this guy, man. He's dead, can't you see? But this guy just felt, I've got to keep on. And he's massaging his chest and hitting it and doing everything he can possibly do. And the next moment, a lifeguard chopper flies over that area and sees the commotion on the beach and lands. The guys get out and they, on the third attempt, they get a pulse, they get a heartbeat. And to cut the long story short, he's in hospital now. They're running some serious tests because they don't know how long he was brain dead for. And then they give him the news that they've got to do a triple bypass. And Dale starts asking questions. He says, why have you put me in this place, Lord? He starts to point fingers at God, and he starts to get angry. And God keeps quiet.
eventually, Dale has the triple bypass and then starts to heal. And I think it was a few months later, we end up having the following Christmas. And I sit down with Dale and I ask him, "Dale, how are you feeling, buddy? You know?" And he looks at me in anger in him. He says to me, "Warren, I do not know why I'm in this place. I'm worse off now than I was before I had this heart attack. I don't know why God even keeps me alive. What is going on?" And I said, "Dale, maybe it's time that you would sit with God and ask him why he's given you life. Have a moment with God." He says, "Yeah, I know. I'll just live for my son." I said, "That's cool. But spend time with God. Ask him that question, you know." Last week, Sunday, my mom phoned me and said, she pretty much started sharing with me, Dale has had an encounter with the Lord. And what happened was he would normally buy the newspaper and sit on the sofa on a Sunday morning or lie on the sofa and just read. And as he was reading that morning, he had an open eye vision. He said, "My eyes was totally open, Warren," because I phoned him this week and spoke to him. And he's weeping. And he's saying, "What I saw was this beautiful, beautiful picture of Christ coming down through the clouds and myriads of angels behind him. And he was coming with such a force." And Dale at that moment couldn't contain himself, so he couldn't tell me the rest of what he had seen. But I said, "Dale, can I speak to you this week? You know, can we process a little?" So we're still yet to process. So I can tell you the rest of the story. But what I'm trying to say to you is a portion of that story. He said, when I asked him, I asked him, "Dale, what did you see, you know, before that, you know, while you were dead?" He said he saw complete darkness, but he was at peace. And now all of a sudden, he's having visions of God. And this vision has so aligned himself now that he's become totally yielded to Christ. And he's pressing in to the degree that a church now has opened up for him to share his testimony. And there's a portion of that testimony that I will definitely get out to some of you who want to listen to it. But it's incredible when God pulls us into a season of change, that his ways are far higher and bigger and better than ours, you know? And Dale is starting the journey now of going to say sorry to people, to his own family first. But he wasn't yielded. He was living in sin. Even though he had committed his life, he wasn't living as one who should be living. So my challenge to us today, guys, is yield to God. It's simple. Just yield to him, even this morning. If you have felt that your life has gone off a little bit, you know, and there needs to be a realignment, even now start asking God, "Please, Lord, show me the areas that I'm not yielded. Show me the areas that I need to submit to you wholeheartedly." This is okay, guys. It's a simple message, but I know God's in it. You know, for some of you, you might be going through quite a tough season in your life, a season of decision making. You know, there are families here. Some might be struggling with financial issues. I don't know. Some of us might have disputes within the family, just like my brother-in-law has. But it's finding those moments to get close to God, and it's asking God, "Lord, realign my life. help me to submit totally. Amen.